Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Today I'm going to be talking about prepare yourself, counting the Omer. We've been chanting this, speaking this for the last several weeks, but what does this all mean? We read a little bit on the scripture, but let's find out more what it means so that when that time comes, when we get done with that count, it's just not like, okay, it's done, it's over, and nothing happens. But know that we're expecting something to happen, that you should be expecting something to take place in your life every year as we go through this counting. Now, during Passover, we read in Exodus chapter 12 and verse 11, this is how you are to eat it, with your cloak tucked in your belt, with your sandals on your feet, with your staff in your hand, and it says that we are to eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Now, the idea here is that we are to prepare ourselves. We are to get ready for when God says go, that we say hineni. And that's a Hebrew word which means, yes, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready, Lord. When you tell me to go, I'm ready. That's what the prophet spoke. When God called Moses, he said, hineni. When he called Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and all the prophets said, hineni, I'm ready, Lord, I'm listening. Tell me what you would have me to do. And God wants us to be a people who are ready and prepared when he says go. And this involves both a physical and a spiritual preparation. Now, God, in his wisdom, organized the annual cycle of the seasons, the winter, the spring, the summer, and the fall, to allow different processes, different things to take place, both in the physical realm and in the spiritual realm. If we look at physically, winter normally, I'm not talking about here in beautiful Lakeland, Florida here, but winter normally is a time of deadness. If you go up north, you see all the leaves fall off the tree. All the trees look kind of dead, just bare limbs. All the grass is dormant or dead and everything. It's a time of kind of deadness. But this also recalls the time when the children of Israel were in cruel bondage to Egypt. And it reminds us when we also lived a life of servitude to that cruel Pharaoh of this world, Satan. Now, spring brings new life. And it recalls the exodus from Egypt. And it reminds us of our deliverance from sin through Yeshua, our Pesach, our Passover lamb. We see all the freshness budding in the spring, don't we? The flowers blooming, the trees, the apple blossoms on the trees, the almond blossoms in Israel. It's a time of new life. Now the summer produces a time of fruitfulness. And it's the fulfillment of the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai. And for us, the outpouring of the Ruach, the Spirit of God, on that day of Shavuot, the day of Pentecost, 2,000 years ago. Now the fall presents the time for enjoying all the goodness, enjoying the harvest in the land that's flowing with milk and honey. And for us, it's looking forward with anticipation of the return of our bridegroom for his bride. And just as the earth physically manifests itself during all of these four seasons, we should also manifest the same type of changes in each one of the seasons of our life and our spiritual life, and even on a yearly basis. Now, the final feast that takes place in the spring is first fruits, known as Yom HaBikurim. And according to Leviticus chapter 23 and verses 9 through 14, we are to celebrate first fruits in remembrance. that we are a clean and a whole people, consecrated to the Lord for His service. And the spring feasts, which we know are the Passover, unleavened bread, the first fruits, they're connected to the only summer feast, which is Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, also known as Pentecost. And how are these spring feasts connected to this one lone summer feast? Well, it's through the counting of the Omer. That's how it's connected. We read in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 15 through 16, from the day after the Sabbath, the day you brought the sheaf of that wave offering, you are to count off 7 full weeks. You are to count off 50 days up to the day after that 7th Sabbath. And then you present an offering of new grain to the Lord. Now this year, we counted the Omer starting on Saturday night, April 23rd. Now, does anyone here remember what Saturday night, April 23rd was? That was when we celebrated our Passover together. That's when, at sundown of that night, is when we started to count the Omer. And we are then to count it continually every single day. This is the first day of the first week. And today we read what? It's the 28th day of the fourth week, 21 days to go. We're to count every day until Saturday night, June 11th. Now this year, Shavuot is also, or June 11th is also when we're having our Shavuot service. So we're having it maybe a few hours or so before sundown, but we're having it on that day or just before Shavuot is to begin. And we're counting toward that. That's what we're counting toward. Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. Now, what is an Omer? Omer is a biblical measure of volume of grain. On the Shabbat following the Passover evening, an omer of barley, this measure of barley, was presented as a wave offering in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Holy Temple. And this signified the first new grains. And these were barley. It was just the new grains coming forth from the ground. And these were waved before the Lord, but it was a promise. These new grains, it was a promise of a bountiful harvest that would take place later in the fall. So that was a promise. And the counting was intended to remind us of the link between Passover, our time of freedom and our time of deliverance. For believers, for us, it's our time of salvation, which commemorated also the Exodus, and Shavuot, which commemorates the giving of the Torah. It reminds us that the redemption from slavery is not complete until we received the Torah. But also as believers in the Messiah, it reminds us of the link between our salvation when we first receive the Lord until we are operating under the fullness of His power, manifest through His Ruach, His Spirit, His breath that He poured out upon us on that day of Pentecost. So that's the Passover Shavuot connection for us. Passover, our deliverance, our salvation. Shavuot, our filling in, our filling with the Spirit of the living God. Now, just as the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, waved an acceptable offering of that new grain, that Omer, that barley sheaf, before the Lord, we need to also wave our lives clean and acceptable before the Lord, because we also desire to rise up and walk in a newness of life. All of us should desire to walk in a newness of life. And the counting of the Omer, this time period we're in now, is the time to observe the new crop, to watch the crop be watered and nurtured and grow. It's a time, this Omer, is when we, by the power of God, concentrate on walking in our new areas of freedom, and the new crop begins to grow in our life. Pesach, or Passover, depicts the Lord's redemption of his people, while Shavuot illustrates the Lord revealing himself to his people. He revealed himself upon Mount Sinai to his people. And for us as believers, he revealed his ruach, his breath, his spirit to us on that day of Pentecost. Through the counting of this Omer, we go through a process of 49 days of being nurtured and taught, a time of growth, and a time of being ministered to, in order that we are ready to receive God's holy and perfect revelation in our lives. And this revelation for the children of Israel during the time of Moses came through the giving of the Torah on Mount Sinai. It was 50 days that they left Egypt. They marched through the wilderness. They got to Mount Sinai, and they were given God's perfect instruction. And this revelation for us, for today, for believers, is also through the Torah, his word. But instead of the perfect law inscribed on tablets of stone, the Lord himself inscribes it on tablets of our heart. He's writing his words, the commandments, upon our hearts, as it says in Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 33. Now, it was approximately 50 days from the time of the first Pesach, first Passover, until the time of Shavuot, when the Torah was given on Mount Sinai. For the believer today, God has made a way for us to be free from that bondage of sin that holds us captive. 50 days after the death and the resurrection of Yeshua the Messiah, the Lord revealed himself to his people once again through the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, on that day of Shavuot, on that day of Pentecost. From the time of the resurrection, which was the Feast of First Fruits, Yom HaBikurim, until that second chapter of Acts, which was Shavuot or Pentecost, was the time of the counting of the Omer. In other words, from the time that Yeshua died, was buried, and resurrected, from the time of his resurrection until the time of that day of Pentecost was 50 days. And during that time, his Talmudim, his disciples, were being nurtured and being taught by Yeshua and they were being prepared to get ready to receive what was to take place on that feast of Shavuot. Now, granted, they probably had no idea. They weren't aware of what actually was going to happen. But they knew that they were supposed to be getting ready, preparing themselves, counting the Omer every day, being ready for whatever God was going to do. And the scriptures say that they were of one mind and in one accord. It says in Acts chapter 2, verse 1. Obviously, the Talmudim, the disciples, had used this time of the counting, to be fed, to be nurtured, to grow, to regroup in preparation for what was going to take place. They knew at the time of Shavuot, and that's what it was. It was Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. It wasn't Pentecost. Pentecost is a Greek word. It means basically 50 because of the counting of the 50 days. But they knew that at this time of Shavuot that they were to receive something special because Yeshua promised them, remember, that the Comforter would come. And they had been counting the Omer every day out loud in excitement of this coming promise. Of course, they didn't really know what it was, what it really meant. What is this comfort, this Comforter? Who is this Comforter? You know, what is the Holy Spirit in this context? And during the days of the Omer, Yeshua nurtured his Talmudim, his disciples, with the truth and the message that they were then to take forth. And then on Shavuot, they receive the power to perform the seed that God had planted in them earlier. And we see this in the book of Acts, when the Talmudim, when the disciples went forth from that day on, and they healed the sick, and they converted the destitute sinner, and they proclaimed with power the kingdom of God was at hand. That's the good news. The kingdom of God is at hand. Now, Shavuot takes place early in the summer months. As I mentioned earlier, it's June 11th this year at sundown. And it's, you know, the later spring. Life is everywhere. New life is everywhere. Everything's blossoming. It's beautiful. You had the spring rains. Everything looks wonderful. And during Shavuot, the disciples and we also become empowered by God with His Word and through His Ruach, His Spirit, to produce good fruit. Summer is a time when we realize that there'll be 4 months more of growth until the next feast is going to take place in the fall, and that His grace is sufficient to carry us on to the fall. And the fall is a time of rejoicing in what God has done in our lives as we then close the cycle of the year. And the amount of harvest that we experience or we receive or we get during the fall, during these feasts, depends upon all the hard work of plowing and planting and watering that we did in the spring. If you sought the Lord and you sought after Him with all of your heart and all your strength, all your soul, you can expect a good harvest to take place in the latter day when the fall feasts come upon you. The more we submit ourselves to the conformed or to be conformed to the image of the Messiah from the time of the Pesach, the Passover, to Shavuot, the more fruit will produce in us for later on, for reaping during the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Sukkot, later on, as we close the cycle for the end of the year. I know for myself, I want a great harvest. I want a great, reap a great harvest in the Lord. I want an extra measure of His Spirit and His power in my life. I want to go out and heal the sick and convert the destitute sinner and proclaim with power the kingdom of God is at hand. And all of us need to and should want that in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord, the reason that the Lord had designed the feast and the counting of the Omer with this repetition year after year is that we continually need to grow. And we continually need to follow His established ways. Each year in this cycle, we should gain a fresh anointing and a fresh understanding of God, His ways, His plans for our life, as our relationship with Him develops and grows and His plan for our lives becomes more and more evident and apparent. Now, let me ask you this. Do you remember when you were first born again? Did anyone remember when you first experienced the fullness of God in your life? Or you could say, yes, I was born again, born anew. God took a hold of my life and changed me and transformed me. I remember that. It was a fantastic time. And that fresh anointing that we had, we were excited. I know I was excited, and I wanted to serve God. I wanted to do things for Him. You know, I wanted to dedicate my life to Him. And that fresh anointing that we felt as a new believer, God also wants us to experience every year, that we would not lose it. That's why we need a refreshing every year, a regeneration every year. We need to put some more octane in the tank so that we can really zoom, zoom, zoom for the kingdom of God and not just go put, 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 put. He wants us to be excited about His kingdom. We need that recharging, that refilling to occur during this time of the counting of the Omer and then blossom during the time of Shavuot Pentecost, that we have a fresh filling, a fresh anointing with the Spirit that just carries us through the rest of the year. God wants us to follow through with this cycle because we, as believers, leak. You leak. I'm not talking about medically any kind of problem, okay? I'm talking about we leak the Spirit from our, it just leaks. It falls, you know, we lose a little bit all the time, and we need to be filled and keep recharging ourselves so that we don't lose what God has for each and every one of us. And this Omer is a very specific time to prepare you for the rest of the year to grow in the knowledge that the Ruach, the Spirit of God, ministers to us during this time. And the Lord wants us to seek Him during this period of the counting of the Omer, to find out what area of our lives God wants to change. What does God want to change in your life? Are you satisfied the way you are? Are you perfect? You don't need to be changed at all. You don't sin at all. You don't cuss. I bet you a whole bunch of you cuss in here. I bet you. You chuckle. A whole bunch of you cuss. A whole bunch of you tell little white lies all the time. A bunch of you, you know, do all sorts of things. You know, A bunch of you do all sorts of things that you shouldn't be doing. And this is a time where we need to tell the Lord, or ask the Lord, Lord, change me. Amen. I've been counting, Lord. Today's the 28th day, the 29th, 30th day. I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready to change. I'm ready for you to do something new in my life. I'm ready to be refilled and recharged, Lord, so I have an extra measure of your Spirit, your Ruach, so I can do all the things that you want me to do, that I won't walk in the flesh anymore. So many of us are walking in the flesh, not in the power of the Spirit. We need to move and operate, walk in the power of the Spirit of God. All right, it's not just a nice thing to say. A lot of you are empty. You're on fumes right now. You need to be recharged and refueled and refilled so that you're walking by the power of the Spirit of God in your life. We need to ask Him to establish growth within us and give us a fresh filling of His Ruach, of His breath upon us. And each day of the Omer, as you follow through with this counting of the Omer, remind the Lord how much time is left before His promised revelation and renewal to take place at Shavuot, at Pentecost. So this is kind of like a good prayer to say, today is the 28th day of the counting of the Omer. Only 21 days more until you, Father, come and bless me again with a fresh filling of the Ruach HaKodesh on Shavuot. Grant me with the power of God to be a witness by my words and by my lifestyle. Help me spread your message of love into all the world. Give me the boldness to proclaim Yeshua, our Passover Lamb, as King of Kings and as Lord of Lords over all of creation. Father God, I proclaim Yeshua as Lord of my life, as Messiah, as the Redeemer of my soul. Blessed be His name, whose glorious kingdom is forever and ever. Amen. Now, I know you're not going to remember all that, but when you, and I hope some of you are following through on that. I didn't, because of my physical illness this year, I wasn't really able to print out the little booklets we have in the past, counting of the Omer booklets and all of that. I actually had them, but I just didn't have the physical stamina to do that. But I do now. I'm doing a whole lot better. Doing a whole lot better. I got a little ways to go yet, but I'm doing a whole lot better. And He wants us all to be doing a whole lot better. And He wants us all to be filled with the power of His Spirit. He wants us all to be changed, all to be transformed, all to be renewed. Does anybody want that? You know, this is something we should be longing for. This is something we should desire, Lord. You should not be satisfied with the way you are. You should look at yourself in the mirror and go, yuck, I don't like the way I am. Lord, I want to change. I don't want to be that same person. I don't want to do those same things. I don't want to sin anymore. Now, you're never going to get perfect, but we can strive to do better. But it's not going to be you. It's going to be the power of the Spirit of God in you doing it. That's why, not just this time during the counting of Omer, but every day you need to be praying, spending time with the Lord. You need to be in His Word, to be fed. You know, Yeshua, when He was confronted by the evil one, Satan, in the desert, and He was tempted to, and the devil told Him, you know, to make these stones into bread. And He says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. You need to be fed by the Word of God. Otherwise, you'll starve to death. You don't want to starve. So you need to be praying. You need to be reading the Word of God. A lot of us in this room need to be fasting. Because when you fast, you break chains in your life. And you break chains in your life of your family and others. You loosen those chains and the bands of wickedness to help set the captive free. Fasting is not for you to be asking God for something. A lot of people fast. I'm going to fast because I need a new vehicle. I'm going to fast because I want this job. No. You fast, Lord. You fast because you want God to change you. And when God changes you, I heard you. When God changes you, then those things that you are seeking after, God can then provide those things to you. And sometimes when you fast those things that you want, you find out, whoa, I didn't want those. I didn't need those at all. But you need to change. And that's why we fast, because we need God to change. That's why it talks about also in the scriptures and the prophets about fasting, rend your heart and not your garments. Because the people used to, when they would fast, they would tear their garments to show that they were in mourning and they were fasting. They said, don't tear your garments. Don't rend your garments. Rend your heart. Your heart needs to be broken. Your heart needs to be changed. Your heart needs to be cleansed. And when that takes place, then God can do some wonderful things in your life. So God is wanting change in your life. And use this time as we're counting through these days, counting toward the time of Shavuot, the time of Pentecost. Use these times as Yeshua nurtured His disciples to get them ready. Let Him nurture you. Let Him teach you. Let Him speak into your life so that when that day comes, and be anticipating, be expecting that God will do something wonderful, magnificent, just amazing in your life. Be faithful, and God will be faithful. God will show you all that you need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, I just pray that You would speak into every life here. I pray, Lord, that in every area that we need to change and grow and be corrected, Lord, and turned around, that You would show us, Lord. Show us clearly and resoundingly, O Lord. We acknowledge, Lord, that we are sinners, saved only by Your mercy.